Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was al-muharrid, the encourager. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Ya ayyuha nabiyyu, harrid al-mu'minina al-qital. O Nabi Allah, urge, encourage the believers to fight. The deen of Islam came to remove mankind from the darkness of kufr, oppression, ignorance, and to take them towards a world of iman, justice, good deeds, and eternal salvation. And man, through his ignorance and continuously performing deeds that he regarded as beneficial, whereas those deeds drew him neither closer to Allah nor as a means of his salvation. In fact, those deeds are often the cause of his ruin in this worldly life. Therefore, Allah sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a deen and a way of life that was not only in keeping with man's nature, but were a means of him drawing closer to Allah and earning for him eternal salvation, apart from ensuring a prosperous and successful life. And as the mission of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his prophethood, advanced, and people entered the deen in increasing numbers, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continuously guided them to perform noble deeds that were in conformity with the divine command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And as people abandoned their false religion and the evil practices of shirk and superstition, they entered the noble deen of Islam and were introduced to the most beautiful practices and deeds. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged them to practice upon various deeds for which there were great promises of reward and worldly benefits. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rectified their beliefs and their actions via the deen of Islam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not only invited people towards Islam as a da'i, but he lovingly encouraged them to embrace the deen, spelling out the various benefits for them, for their nations individually and collectively. And many who opposed him were so touched by his encouragement that they instantly repented from the evil ways and adopted the deen of Islam. And those who harbored doubts and misgivings, they were encouraged. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the muharrid, the encourager. And we know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote a letter to Caesar, the emperor of Rome, encouraging him to accept the deen of Islam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged the emperor with rewards apart from the da'wah he gave him. If we study the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we find that he continuously encouraged the sahaba to perform good deeds in various ways, be it ibadah, charity, undertaking jihad during the battles, welfare, or just assisting the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah commanded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to urge and encourage the believers to fight in the cause of the deen. And whenever he needed to send out an expedition, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speak about the rewards of Jannah and encourage others to donate and what they would get as a result of that. At the occasion of Uhud, a wave of mushrikeen surrounded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the intention of attacking him. And he said, who is there to repel them and be my companion in Jannah? And seven Ansar went forth to repel the enemy, and each of them was crowned with martyrdom. Subhanallah. So this was the encouragement of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also encouraged the Muslimin in Hunain when the Muslims were thrown into disarray by a sudden ambush of the enemy. At that time he said, O people, I'm a true messenger of Allah. I'm the son of Abdul Muttalib. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called out, so Ansar, those who had pledged allegiance beneath the tree, these encouraging words reminded the Sahaba of their pledge with Allah and the special status they held in the sight of Allah, and thus they regrouped instantly against all odds and once again confronted the enemy. So that was a critical moment, and we see that the encouragement of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam making a huge difference at this time. Sayyidah Asma says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, spend and do not calculate, lest you may have Allah calculating against you, and do not hoard, lest you may have Allah hoarding from you, but give in whatever amounts you are able to. So this is an encouragement to spending. And when we look at the entire mission of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was about encouraging people towards goodness and virtue and discouraging people from evil and disobedience. The examples and the words used by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this regard are, you know, very, very beautiful and very apt. And this ties in with the name of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as Al-Muharrid.